With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The University of Montana today revealed preliminary plans to eliminate more than 50 faculty positions in order to bring its budget into balance. Edward O'Brien has more.
The university calls its proposed recommendations a strategy for distinction. That strategy includes the possible loss through attrition of 51.5 faculty positions over the next 3 years. It also recommends retooling at several of UM's colleges and professional schools and an update of its administrative structure. UM President Seth Bodner says the plan, that's been 2 years in the making, is aimed at nothing less than
a reshaping of the University of Montana to best meet the needs of our students and of the state.
UM's enrollment has dropped nearly 30% since 2010. Since the university's budget is directly tied to enrollment, this means it must identify millions of dollars in savings over the next several years. The Modern and Classical Languages and Literatures Department bears the brunt of this plan, with the potential loss of 7.5 full-time equivalent positions. Seth Bodner stresses these are only preliminary estimates and cautions people against jumping to conclusions.
You'll see numbers that align with specific disciplines. Those don't align with specific people, because people that might be within one program could teach in another discipline. These reductions are going to happen over a three-year period, and we expect a large number of these will happen through natural attrition.
Four of the plan's 14 preliminary recommendations would update UM's administrative structure, such as combining student affairs with the Office for Student Success. One proposal calls for replacing 23 department heads in UM's College of Humanities and Sciences with 10 division or department heads. The entire plan can be viewed on our website, mtpr.org. University administrators are hosting feedback sessions on it through April 26th. Bodner says final recommendations are expected to be issued sometime next month. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.